and welcome. It's hour number four. The Ben Maller Radio Show, repackaged in the podcast format with limited commercial interruption. Here in hour four, another week, another loss for Kansas City. The team that everyone has is the top in the AFC. They go down to their division rival, the Chargers. The AFC favorites are off to the 1-2 start. They are in last place in the division. What is wrong with the Chiefs? We discuss right now in hour number four. It is raining sulfur in the Chiefs' kingdom. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we cuddle up with a transistor radio coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and mighty powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the ground, the playground of life, the Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location in the North Woods. So, sports talk radio was originally invented, the 24-hour format for gamblers. But over the years, it has turned into panic peddling, sky is falling, balancing fear and joy. And what a story we have in Kansas City. Our lead this hour coming from a place that was supposed to be home of the powerhouse of the AFC West, the Kansas City Chiefs. That has not been the case right now. A staple in recent years at the very top, not only of the division, but the overall power rankings. The Chiefs have fallen on hard times. Life comes at you fast. Two weeks, two bad games, and all of a sudden you are scum. That's how this works, isn't that? I mean, we're supposed to overreact, right? I think I'm getting this right. Fatalistic thinking. You got to be gloomy Gus, misery, a worry wart, all of those things. But there are reasons to be concerned. Justin Herbert tossed not one, not two, not three, but four touchdowns in the Chargers' escape Arrowhead. They had a big early lead, compliments of some miscues by Kansas City, and they end up getting the upset win there. L.A. improves to 2-1 on the season. A couple of road wins. They lost to the Cowboys in L.A., and this a signature win. The Chargers have actually done pretty well at Arrowhead compared to everyone else in recent years, but the better story is in the losing locker room. Headline, Heartland Heartache. As the Chiefs underwater in the standings, and if you look at your NFL standings, you're like, wait a minute, what's going on with that? It's only been three games, but the Chiefs, what, they're looking up at everybody in the division? How did that happen? When did that happen? It happened. Now, Patrick Mahomes addressed the sorry state of KC football on social media. He said, a little adversity never hurts. Hashtag Chiefs Kingdom. We will be back soon. And then he put the flexing emoji a couple of times. Well, that if he hadn't put the flexing emoji, I would not have taken that seriously. But once he put the flexing emoji, well, it was on. It was on, absolutely on. All right, so let us discuss the question, very simple question. What is wrong with the Chiefs? What's wrong with them? So I've got Toxic Brew, App Store, and Pickle Jar. And we will combine all of these things together, and those will be the rudimentary elements of this Maller monologue. Now, to kick off, for Patrick Mahomes, this is uncharted territory. He's never been here before, not this early in the year. Over his brief time at the captain's chair, September has always been smooth sailing. The opportunity to build up a nice cushion. But we can pump the brakes on that now in 2021. And he's getting kicked in the shins here. Not necessarily Mahomes per se, although he threw some passes that were picked off in this game against the Chargers. But the unbeatable juggernaut, never going to lose a game, I go on with our friends on 610 Sports, our affiliate in Kansas City, every week with Bob Fesco, and they're, you know, they're going to go undefeated this year and all this stuff. Well, pop the balloon right there on that one. So why? Answer the why, right? Why are you so bad in Kansas City all of a sudden? Well, that would be the toxic brew. Avoid the toxic brew. Lots of little mistakes that lead to some serious big problems. Penalties, turnovers, drop passes, blown coverages. The margins razor thin, and all those variables, what separate winners and losers. And then you have what happened to Andy Reid. All right, that's the next page. We turn the page here. Andy Reid, longtime NFL coach, he ended up in an ambulance after the game. He did not address the media. He was under the weather. Kansas City said it was essentially said it was out of an abundance of caution. He skipped out media responsibilities. We hope he's okay. Some of the reports that have come down here in the overnight indicate that the Chiefs, the company line is that he was dehydrated. That's what they're saying. We'll find out whether that's true or not. We likely will not know for some time. If it's something worse than that, we'll find out. But if it was just dehydration, then you think, okay, you go get an IV, and then you come back, and you're good to go, and we'll see if that's the case or if there's something more ominous, which we hope is not the case. We obviously would like to see, goes without saying. We like Andy. He's a good guy for the show, good punching bag from time to time for the show. So either way, on the field, the word is alarming. It's alarming football. Kansas City's coaches, whoever they might be, whether it's Andy Reid or just the staff taking over, this is a circle the wagon situation. You visit the App Store because you have some bug fixes and performance improvements, and we'll go with possession being 9/10 of the law, and you stop the utter incompetence. Ball security. This is the biggest. There's a lot of little things that are not going right for Kansas City right now, those little mistakes that lead to serious problems. But ball security is at the very top. Iron out the kinks. There's no need to go out there. You have a giveaway party. It's a pity party. So you stop that, and you're fine. And the last thing here, in a hypothetical world, I hand you $10,000 in funny money. $10,000, but you have to wager all $10,000 on one of these teams going further down the line in the postseason. The Broncos, the Raiders, the Chargers, or the Chiefs. Out of those teams, the AFC West teams, which of those four will go the furthest? You trust Derek Carr and the Raiders with John Gruden? Carr's off to a good start. What about touchdown Teddy and the Broncos? 3-0, beating tomato cans week after week. The Chargers, who beat Kansas City and beat Washington. That Washington win doesn't look nearly as impressive. Boy, what happened to them? That's a discussion for another time. I thought their defense was going to lead the way, and their defense has been puke in Washington. They got smoked by, here we go, Buffalo. But again, hypothetical, $10,000, funny money. You got to bet on one of those four teams: Broncos, Raiders, Chargers, Chiefs. Who are you betting on? Who am I betting on? I'm taking Kansas City. Even in the pickle jar they find themselves in right now, that they will figure it out, right? I will be Benny Brightside, that Patrick Mahomes will eventually kickstart things. It's not really going out on a limb, but you can play the ifs and buts game. Ifs and buts for candy and nuts. The Chiefs will be 3-0 because Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Fumble! Bug on the rug, right? Big fumble there. Setting up for a game-winning field goal that you assume you make in that situation. And he gave the ball away, and the Ravens end up winning the game on that. So you get that play holding on to the ball, and you kick the field goal. You're 2-0, and then the Charger game. There were a lot of mistakes early, but the Chiefs came back and had the lead. The difference in this game, there was that pass interference call. I saw Patrick Mahomes' lady friend there all upset, up in arms, number of Chiefs fans. Outrage, terrible call. But the Chargers needed that to go their way, that pass interference call. Otherwise, the Chiefs are like, wait a minute, we're 3-0. But you know, you're not. Play the ifs and buts game. Ifs and buts for candy and nuts, you'd be 3-0. But you're not. You're 1-2. Now, the next 5 weeks, if you peek ahead at the schedule, the Chiefs play at the Eagles. That is a tremendous mismatch. It would take 3 or 4 interceptions and fumbles in combo to lose to Philadelphia. Jalen Hurts is in over his head. We'll see that tonight on the Monday night game with the Cowboys. The Bills are on the schedule. That game is in Kansas City at Washington. Washington stinks right now, so 2 of the next 3, those are gimmies. At Tennessee, and I'm not all in on the Titans yet. They still got some kinks to work out, even though they did beat Indianapolis. And then you've got the Giants. So you get that NFC East gauntlet mixed in with Buffalo and Tennessee. So you figure, you know, you get 3 gimmies, show up and get a win, Giants, Washington, and the Eagles. And then if you go 1-1 with Buffalo and Tennessee. So at worst, 4-1 over the next 5 for the Chiefs. 4-1. I think I'm on that. I think I'm right on that. All right, let's hear from some of the key participants in this one as the Chiefs getting the loss, the big L there. Here is Patrick Mahomes, who points out that there's not a lot of joy in Mudville.
I'm not going to say down, but everybody's not happy with how we played. When you take a loss to a division opponent at home, it's not usually a good thing. We haven't done a lot of that in my time here. So it's just how you respond. We got a long season ahead of us. It looks real dim right now, but you can find a way to get better from this. We'll be where we want to at the end of the season.
Sorry, I saw some people say, I'm sorry because Mahomes is doing too many commercials. That's why. Too many commercials. The Chiefs are 1-2. They have they're tied with Pittsburgh, Minnesota, Washington. There's a bunch of 1-2 teams. Washington, Chicago, Seattle, Houston, Atlanta, New England. What else? Miami. I mean, there's more 1-2 teams than any other record in the NFL. That's the most popular record in football, the 1-2 record. Very exciting. Very, very exciting. All right, is the Ben Maller Show. Now, we had promised some listeners earlier, and we'll do that right now. On this show, when the Raiders win, we celebrate the Raider win. Normally, Roberto is here, but Chris is doing a fine job in for Roberto. And Roberto's a big Raider guy. And when the Raiders win, we play the Raider Autumn Wind. And so we'll here it is. The Raiders win. They beat the Dolphins. Had to go to overtime. Dolphins had their backup quarterback. Dolphins came out, had a big lead early, couple touchdown lead, gave it all back, then had to come back frantically to get the game to overtime, still end up losing the game. But the Raiders ended up winning, and so I'm a man of my word.
The autumn wind is a pirate blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash with a silver hat about his head and a bristling black mustache.
That's pretty good, huh? Want me to keep going?
Yeah, go ahead, man. Right. Keep going.
He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you around and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won!
That's it. There's no more. That's all. What more do you need right there? All right, so the Raiders, how many more times are we going to have to play? The Raiders have 3 wins right now. How many wins for the Raiders? You want to play the schedule game? We're not going to do the schedule game. But how many wins? It's a 17 game. It's a 17 game season. You got the Raiders and the Chargers. That's like an extra home game in LA for the Raiders. I think Eddie will be there. Are you going to that game, Eddie? The Raiders Charger game? I don't know if he's going to that.
Not
game
sure yet, there. Actually.
Oh, really? You might not. Is that for security reasons? You don't want to be there?
Security reasons?
Well, you know.
Go Chargers, go!
You know, Raider fans.
No, I don't. I'm not afraid of Raider fans.
Really, you're not afraid of Raider fans?
No.
Oh, all right. But you do. Your wife forces you to wear Charger gear when you go to the game, right?
Forces me? What has she got? No. A gun to my head?
Yes, a knife to your neck, not a gun to your head.
No.
No. But you wear Charger. I've seen you wear Charger gear.
Yeah, we go to these tailgates that are, you know, we get there really early and it just
What time do you get there? What time do you get there?
I think we got there like, was it 10 o'clock, something like that?
Oh, okay. Let's get there at 10 and you hang out.
And then you hang out with all these people and they're all wearing their Charger stuff. I just felt stupid just showing up in, you know, regular clothes.
Oh, okay. So you were not bullied, but you felt peer pressure.
I mean, they give me food and they're nice to me and all that stuff. Okay. So I just felt like it was, I don't know, felt like it was kind of appropriate to do it.
Yeah. Okay. We're learning about Casa Garcia there. So, all right. It is the Ben Maller Show as we press on. We love when we have new people that come into our store, and we will have a warm embrace. Some big news for the show. Some big news for the show. We're excited to share with you, and we will get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can also tweet at and follow tonight's technical producer. He's in for Roberto. He is not perfect, but he is Perfett. It's Chris Perfett, and you can follow him on Twitter at Chris Perfett, ChrisPerfett.
Always a good time when jumper cables are involved.
And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
We always like when new people come into our store and can sample our product, and we're excited about some news. Our newest home of the Ben Maller Show, newest affiliate, we welcome with open arms. We are proud to be heard loud and throughout the overnight on Fox Sports New Jersey, 93.5 on the FM dial, 1450 AM on the AM dial in New Brunswick, New Jersey. That is the home of Rutgers football and basketball, and that is right in my wheelhouse. See, my brother lives over in New York, in Manhattan, and I called him up, and I was bragging because he spends a lot of time in Jersey. But I do want to thank the program director, Jack Myatt, for putting us on, and all the good people over at Beasley Broadcasting as they are picking up our show, the Ben Maller Show, our latest affiliate. Again, thanks to Fox Sports New Jersey, 93.5 on the FM dial and 1450 AM rocking it. 24 hours a day, you name it, under the cover of darkness, or even when the sun comes up, we're there. So thanks to everyone for putting us on there. We appreciate that. And our friends at Beasley, also they own our great radio station, our home in Boston, the Sports Hub, and also our affiliate in Charlotte, North Carolina. So thank you guys for taking care of us, and we'll hopefully take care of you. And to the phones we go. And we'll take your calls right now at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369 if you'd like to be part. I was debating, should I do a Rutgers football monologue? I said, no, probably not. Probably not. Don't need to do that. Let's go to the phones. Let's say hello to Dick in Dayton. Hello, Dick.
Good morning, Ben and crew. How are you?
Good morning. What a weekend it was, Dick in Dayton, for the your teams, the Browns and the Bengals.
Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you, Ben, I never in my life, somebody had told me, they just demolished Pittsburgh, didn't they?
Yeah, well, they dominated Pittsburgh offensively. They were twisted around. I didn't think the Bengals have a very good defensive team. I thought they weren't that good on defense, but the Steelers were having a devil of a time against the Cincinnati defense,
And then the Browns, holy catfish, 26-6, jeez.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Now, did you watch the games? Were you able to watch them?
No, I saw the highlights of the Bengals game, but I'm going to call this station in Dayton. They never put the highlights of the Browns games down, you know?
No, you want to hear some highlights? We got highlights. Eddie's got all the highlights in there.
Put on the Brown. I want to hear Jimmy and Doug what they had.
All right. Eddie, can you play a Browns highlight?
All right, give me a second here.
Okay, hold on a sec, Dick. Hold on a sec. Eddie's going to go through the highlights. We have all the highlights here at Fox Sports Radio. Any highlight you want, just call up and see how long it takes Eddie to find this. He's going through the system we have with all the different highlights in the various NFL games. Anxiously awaiting. hanging on this city. Here we go. Customer satisfaction, we believe in. The customer is always right.
Yep.
Cooper, Higgins to the left. Chubb in the backfield with Mayfield. Got the snap. Back. Looks. Throws. End zone. Caught. Touchdown. Austin Hooper. And up in the air went the big tight end to pull it down with 19 seconds left to go in the half. Well done.
Wow.
Yeah. He's overwhelmed Great. With the overwhelmed with emotion, Eddie. He's overwhelmed because of that highlight. It was so good. He can't get enough.
And also, he's gonna give about,
it. Hunt's going to run to the right.
Oh, there's more.
25. A cut. 20. 15. 10. 5. Touchdown.
Go!
And he leaps into the stands.
Wow.
Give him a big hug.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah. Your dreams are coming true.
Our dreams are coming true. You know, I think now when the Bengals play the Browns, it's gonna be a close game, you know?
Now, you're concerned, Dick and Dayton, because the Browns took advantage of an old Buckeye quarterback, Justin
yes,
Fields.
Yes, they did. Yeah, yes, they did. Justin Fields.
He was terrible. I mean, you have mixed emotions here.
Yeah. I like this new quarterback of the Ohio State Buckeyes, too. They look pretty good, I thought.
Yeah. Hey, let's play the game. I haven't played the game in a while.
Oh, okay.
How many calls has Dick and Dayton made to Sports Talk Radio over the last 7 days? My man Dick and Dayton, he loves the Sports Talk Radio format. He calls local, national shows. How many calls has Dick and Dayton made? I'm going to go first. I will say that you have made 6. I'm going to go out on a limb and say 6 calls. Eddie, would you like to play our game, Eddie?
Well, Ben, you were very close, but yeah. It's actually 7.
7?
7 calls.
Oh, interesting. All right. Chris, would you like to join the fun here?
I like doing the joke numbers, but no, I'm going to try to take this serious. Let me think.
All right.
I'm going to say 5.
5. All right. We're all around the same number. Kubaloo.
That was going to be my answer. I'm going to say 5.
Okay, so we have 5. I went 6, and then Eddie went 7. Go ahead. Reveal answers. Here we go. Big reveal.
Koopaloo won!
No!
Oh!
Wow!
Well, I won 2 then. Wow.
Wow!
I think that's Coop's first ever win.
Congratulations, Coop.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Dick. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. There he goes.
Ha-boom!
Now that's one down. Just need to win food picks.
Could be the day. Woo-hoo! This could be the day you win the food picks. Marcel is standing by. I can't wait. Oh, my God. What's it going
to
be?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. Think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So we'll get to this right now. Hot and cold. So I happened to be at the Ram game, but I was watching the red zone up at all the TVs and the press box and all that. We were watching, flipping around. And I also had my laptop up, and I was watching the Saints-Patriots game. That was one of the games I was checking out as I was trying to figure out what was going on in the NFL, and I was like, what happened here? And I saw some stats. Now, Mac Jones did not play particularly well, which is being kind for the Patriots. His early claim to fame, the much-too-soon overreaction machine after the first couple games, was this Mac Jones is perfect. He is the rookie that does not make mistakes. He knows exactly. He's got a high football IQ, all the cliches they talk about quarterbacks. And this is the guy. He's not going to wow you. He's not going to throw the passes all over the field like some of these other young quarterbacks are projected to be when they fully mature. But this guy's solid. Game manager, not going to kill you. Well, he killed you in many ways. And so the stats here on Mac Jones, I saw this bouncing around. Now, through 3 games, when he attempts a pass of 20 or more yards, right, it's on pass 20-plus yard passes. So these are the deep down the field passes. He's only attempted 17 of them. He's only converted 5 of them. So he's 5 out of 17 on the deeper throws. on passes that are a little more conservative. So 19 and under, which, and a lot of those are short passes. The Patriots, a lot of dump offs to backs out of the backfield. On those pass attempts, he's converted over 72% of his passes. So that, there's a sweet spot, which is below 19, but it's actually below 10. It's like right around the line of scrimmage. On that, wonderful. But anything beyond that, problems. We got problems. All right. Now, one thing we do not have is problems. But what's going to happen next weekend? That, I know NBC all hyping that up, the Patriots and the Bucs, Tom Brady going back to Foxborough. Oof. Both teams lost this weekend. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Let's go now to, let's see, who do we have? Let's say hello to Marcel in Brooklyn, who is next. Hello, Marcel.
It's a good morning, Ben, Eddie, Roberto, and Coop de Lou. What?
Hey!
And Marcel, the button gym. Hey, Marcel, what do you want to tell the new listeners over in New Brunswick, New Jersey, that are listening right now that have not heard the show, our newest affiliate? How should we welcome our newest affiliate, Fox Sports New Jersey?
It's Fox Sports Radio in New Brunswick, New Jersey, from the Cousins of New York. And it's named WCTC 1450 AM, home of the Rutgers Athletics. Go Scarlet Knights.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, I'm sure about it.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, I'm sure about it. Stop
Are
playing.
Are you sure about that?
Can someone tell Roberto to stop playing the soundbite, if you please?
Yeah, I'm going to call him up right now. He's at home. Roberto, stop doing that, Roberto.
I've passed along the message to Roberto to tell him to stop doing
distressing.
That.
Are you
now,
okay?
Are you sure about
now,
that?
Now,
Now,
before I have the food picks with Justin and myself, do you guys follow me on Instagram? It's Marcel Myrick today. Be sure to follow me right now.
No, God, please, no! No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes! Yes!
Yes, Marcel, you're fighting with the sound effect machine, Marcel. You realize that?
Yes. That sound effect machine has to stop. Otherwise, it will blow it up. And now, once again, follow me on Instagram.
No, you've already promoted it.
Nope.
You've already promoted that.
It's
Move
a new dawn. It's a new day. Almost getting into October, so...
Loud noises!
Malo Militia, let's get into it. And on Mondays and Fridays, it will be Justin in Cincinnati, and he joins me right now. So, Justin, good morning to you. What in the world did you have for last night in the food picks as the week three of NFL gets
all right, on the way? Hurry up, my God.
Instead of Instagram, I think you should get a OnlyFans account. I think you had some Baba Ghanoush and a guy named Steve.
That's not the good choice of the food picks, sir. F minus.
Marcel, Marcel, would you actually consider getting a fan-only account? Would you do that?
What's the fans-only account?
Only
fan-only.
Yeah. Aw, give me a break. Straight to the boys now. What do you have, Ben?
All right, what does it start with?
I think we'll start with the O and N to start the new week. I promise you.
All right.
Remember, got the mix-match?
I'm going to go... Oh, you got it right. I'm going to go oodles and noodles.
That's the biggest
Woo!
For you. The biggest props, if you can.
Another win, Eddie. Another win for
Eddie,
me.
What you got?
I also am going to go oodles of noodles.
Two times. You and Ben.
Yeah.
So fingers crossed.
All right, Chris.
And now without any Roberto playing that stupid sound effects, what is your food pick from last night, sir?
Drugs.
I'm not Roberto. You know that, right?
No, it isn't.
What's his name? What do you think his name is, Marcel?
Say my name.
Bo.
That's right, Bo. You're Bo.
Oh, you are
Bo the show. Yes.
Sound effect, Bo.
Sound effect. You're going to blame Bo.
Stupid Bo.
Bad Bo.
You don't understand why these sound effects. Okay.
Make a pick.
As Bo. Roberto.
Hurry up.
Burger.
Oh.
That's not the mixed match.
F minus.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Bo, but this is going to be an F minus from now on.
Stop Bad it. Job, Bo.
Sorry, Bo.
Get some help.
I block you.
Bo
go
loses,
to hell, go to hell, Bo.
Bo loses again.
Blocked. Now we're and now Coop de Loop.
Marcel, you had last night sesame crusted pork chop with spicy ginger green beans and red bell pepper.
Oh, no. That's not the good choice either. Not going to be a mixed match.
You and Bo both get F minus.
You and Bo.
That's right.
Shame on them. And now, as I go to you guys for the break, our food pick from last night, it will be, drum roll please, if someone... Our food pick from last night, it will be exactly how it is, Eddie and Ben. Our oodles and noodles.
Yeah,
A
that's
plus.
The winner.
We got golden tickets, just the three of us.
All right, thank you.
You are fake news.
Please.
We must move on.
You never know. Hey, you guys, I'll see you back here on Wednesday, and you guys got more to go for the Ben Maller Show right after these messages, so don't go anywhere.
Oh, is he I think he's throwing a break, Eddie. I think he... Just threw it a break. I don't know. Is that the official
we
toss?
We don't break, or? I'm told.
We do not break. I'm glad you brought that up, Eddie, because we don't do that. Because I don't take a break. I'm sitting here. I'm always focusing on what's to come here, Eddie. That's what I'm doing. Always focusing on what's to come. Now, no sugar coating. We'll get to that. No sugar coating. More of these riveting phone calls as well. And you can join us at 877-99 on Fox. We'll get to all that, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are always looking to proliferate the Maller Militia, help our grassroots movement, add new listeners to the Ben Maller Show, support our noble efforts by posting comments about the show on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all other social media. You have the power to influence others to join the cult of the Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
There are few things more enjoyable than when Mike Tomlin goes on a rant after the Steelers play like crap. And the Steelers played like crap against the Bengals over the weekend. Tomlin came out. We don't have the audio, but you can find it bouncing around. Tomlin came out and ranted. He's done this before when the Steelers haven't played well. But his quote was, hey, let's not sugarcoat it. We played poorly. We have to resolve to be better. That's what we just talked about in there. You know, but that line, let's not sugarcoat it. That's you like, because a lot of the coaches come out and they pour sugar on top of everything. But I wonder, is Eddie Garcia ready to give up on the Pittsburgh Steelers? Eddie, are you going to write the Steelers off? It's over now, right? It's all over? They're 1-2?
No, I'm not going to give up yet.
Why not? Come on.
Because it's too early in the season.
It's better radio to write them off, though.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
No, you need for the show, Eddie. Write them off. Come on. They're done.
No.
They're like the Pirates. It's something in the water in Pittsburgh. They can't win. Eddie, you're no fun. You would agree that Roethlisberger sucks, right? Can you at least agree to that?
No.
Eddie, he's washed up. You had a washed up quarterback. Can't get it done anymore.
I know, but it annoys you, so I'm going to not agree with that.
Okay, I understand. So you play that game. Very grown up of you, Eddie.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, let's go to the phones.
By the way, did you get the shirt I sent you or not?
I was gonna send you a message. I just got the mail. Got back. Yes, thank you. Eddie got. Is that in D.C.?
Yeah.
Is that from Ben's Chili Chili Bowl? Is that the did you eat there?
Yes, it's the famous local place.
And how was it?
It was good.
Like, how good? Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, I got to go back and eat there again.
Well, to be fair, I think my experience was tainted by the horrible parking in the area to try and, you know what I mean? I was in a bad mood, but it cheered me up a little bit, so I'll give it an 8.
An 8. All right, so solid 8 for the Ben's Chili Bowl. That was very kind of you, and I appreciate that. So now I have to return the favor. When I go to a restaurant or a truck stop with your name on it, I will hook you up.
I would expect that, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yin for the yang. Let's go to the phones and let's say hello to Sean the Hood Guy. Hello, Sean the Hood Guy.
Big Ben, what's going on, homie? Okay. I didn't know you was down at the stadium today, man. I was down there this morning about 7 o'clock, man. The traffic was ridiculous, so I thought the game had started.
No, it's terrible. No, I don't know who designed the traffic patterns around that stadium in L.A., the SoFi Stadium.
I think no one did.
Oh, my God. What
it's ridiculous,
what a
man. They try to tailgate on the side streets, but, it's, you know, it's ridiculous. But I'm kind of disgusted with the Steelers right now. You know, Ben should have hung them up when Rivers hung them up because he was in that same class, but he didn't. He out there embarrassing himself. I don't know. Tomlin need to start coaching instead of steady talking, but it's crazy, man. I'm just upset about it, but I got to go with the team still. The season ain't over with. But we got a new affiliate. I wanted to hit the new affiliate with a new Tales from the Hood, man, you know?
Oh, yes. Well, we love Tales from the Hood. So this is for our new friends in New Jersey on our newest Fox Sports Radio affiliate and everyone else, of course, who's with us and been with us and been loyal to the show. But in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Now, Sean, the Hood guy, lives in L.A., and he's, you know, he's a veteran of the Hood, and he gives us stories from the Hood. So what's the latest Tales from the Hood, Sean?
Well, I have a hit shot with one of the walks. My health been down 50%, but now I'm back up to 90%, so I'm cool. So this one got something to do with Deshaun Watson, revenge, and Doc Mike, okay? I'm going to mix them all together and give y'all one.
Okay.
My homeboy, he was being sexually harassed. His wife was being sexually harassed by the landlord that apartment building, and he wanted to really hurt the guy. But I told him not to because I talked him out of it because he went back to jail. He's a third striker. So he said, well, come down to the office with me so you can see the guy because I'm going to pay my rent so you can see the guy. So I go down to the office with him. It's an older guy. He's about 65 years old. I said, man, you can't hurt an old man. You can't do nothing to an old man. Leave him alone. So he said, okay, I'll leave it alone, but I'm going to have to get some kind of revenge. So he down there filling out the paperwork, paying his rent or whatever, and the guy gets up, the landlord gets up and say, I'll be right back. I got to go to the restroom. So when he said that, I said to myself, I know he's not going to leave. But he left, and he left a cup full of iced tea there, lemon iced tea on the counter with ice and everything in it.
Yeah.
So my friend, he looked back at me, he said, you know what, I'm going to get me some revenge. I said, what? And then when he did that, He coughed up a hard loogie out of his throat, right?
Oh, no.
And he spit in the guy's cup. And I said, wow, why you do that? He said, man, he was sexually harassing my wife and this and that. I got to get some kind of payback. So then, after he did that, he said, you know what? I got to go to the restroom, too. So I said, what? So he urinated in the guy's cup, stirred it up and everything.
Oh. Mike would have loved it.
When the guy came back, he took a nice deep squig to my, oh, man, it's hot. It's hot out there, man. And he took a deep squig, and I just put my hands on my eyes, man. I looked at myself and said, now, was that revenge, y'all, bitter or sweet?
Oh,
y'all,
man.
Y'all have a good one, man.
There you go. That's disgusting. All right, Sean. Thank you. Yeah. Well, yeah, you're right, Eddie. Doc Mike would have said, what's wrong with that?
You said, wow, this tea tastes better than when I left it.
Yeah. Well, our friend Regina in Minnesota, who's a now best friends with Doc Mike. Did you see that? They're buddy-buddy.
Wow.
Is that true, Regina? Are you best friends with Doc Mike all of a sudden?
Maybe.
How does that happen?
Who is that, Shirley?
No, it's Regina.
It's Spin Psycho Regina in the Twin Cities. She's laughing hysterically here. She's going to laugh her whole time on the air, Eddie. She's going to laugh to the end of the hour.
No, I actually have a real question for you. A personal question, baby. Ben, if you don't mind, can I ask you a personal question?
I think you should wait. Let me see here. How about in 4 seconds, ask me the question? How about that? All right. You ready? All right.
Uno,
go. Right now.